That's it. The light's not on. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, members of the committee and members of the public. Thank you for being here and being so concerned and aware of what's going on.
Please address the committee.
I am. It's just a greeting. It's not going to be consisting in my testimony. My name is Diane Messer. I reside in the town of Liberty, Maine. I don't think it should matter whether you're from here or from somewhere else. Those of us who have chosen to be here chose it for a good reason. We chose Maine for the quality of life that it affords, for the care of the environment, for the pristine quality of the woods, for the wild places. I'm also, because so many others spoke to the other topics that I was going to address, I will focus my remarks elsewhere. I've been very concerned about energy and the future of transportation in general. Roads are a dinosaur. They are a dying item that is should not be promoted, should not be proliferated any further. The toxic chemicals, the oil, all of the different aspects of our production system that have to go into them, it's not long-sighted. What we are doing now should be for the future betterment of this state, for future generations to come, not just for our selfish needs today, not just for our business and for our profit, but should be protecting our way of life. Oil is going to get more and more expensive. It's going to be more and more problematic to provide all aspects of oil. We're talking about the refined fuel, the materials, the chemicals that are made from it that go into the roads. We are cutting off our nose to spite our face if we continue to build projects like this. We should be focusing on rail and on public transportation. We have a wonderful rail system that is slowly and surely being dismantled in this state. I think it's a travesty. Not only should we be protecting and supporting the rail systems, but we should be increasing them and making them more available for business and shipping and commerce, all aspects of transportation. I am offended that we are talking about this East-West Highway as being essential for the betterment of the people of this state and for the environment. It is neither. We have passed peak oil already. This atmosphere is at 392 parts per million of carbon because of the level that we continue to burn fossil fuels at. Even if we stopped burning fossil fuels today, we would not approach the safe level which scientists have assessed at 350 parts per million for close to 100 years, it's estimated. Do we want to care for our future, for the future of our not only our progeny, but our species? Do we not care that we are soiling our nests, that we are destroying that which protects our life and sustains us? I think it's a travesty. I think all of you need to look inside of yourselves and think about it. It's not business as usual. It is not a matter of making a dollar, of supporting the next project, of moving goods from one port to the other. It should be with a great scheme in mind for the long-term future. I am trained to be a long-range planner. That's what I got my academic training in. That is what I've applied myself to in community betterment, 20 to 50-year plans. We are violating what we need to do to ensure our health and well-being. And I urge you to think of this carefully, very carefully, before you approve this. This is not simply a resolve. This is leading to a very specific project. And we keep that in mind when we deliberate. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, is there anyone else who wishes to testify in opposition to LD 1671?